countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Welcome back to Countrywide. Well, every 2 years, COSH, the Association of Irish Farmhouse Cheesemakers, organise the Irish Cheese Awards to celebrate the art of Irish cheesemaking. The award winners this year include many cheeses that become household names, cheeses like Cashel Blue or St. Tulla. But there were brand newcomers who were winners too. This year, a gold award in the milk cheese under 6 months category was won by a couple who milk 4 Shorthorns on a 6-acre holding in West Cork. Mike Parrell and Darcy Mayfield moved there from England 5 years ago. They left behind previous lives in opera and restaurants for a simpler life of self-sufficiency. Their Lost Valley dairy makes two cheeses, and it was their Carrignamuck cheese that scooped the gold award. Hannah Quinn Mulligan travelled to meet them and began by asking Mike if they were still milking over the winter.
I'm still milking one of them just till Christmas, so as we're not buying milk, basically.
Okay. I've arrived at a lovely little farm here in West Cork. We've got Mike Parrell and Darcy Mayland, who are cheesemakers here and have won a very, very prestigious award. And we also have their young helper here. Ned, how old are you?
7.
Cork is known for having the most dairy cows in Ireland, and yet when I was driving down here, I think it's fair to say that it's quite rocky, and I saw an awful lot of sheep, not dairy cows, and your dairy cows were the first ones that I've seen for a couple of miles easily. What was the response when you came and people found out that you were going to buy dairy shorthorns and milk them?
People were really interested. There was a lot of dairying here up until maybe the early 90s. Most of the farms would have had some dairy, and there'd have been more mixed farms. So everyone was quite interested and sort of coming down to have a look, and luckily the first cow bought was nice. So
and she had twins.
It was a good cow, and she had twins. So like,
And is it a little bucket plant, or what kind of milking machine are you using?
It's one of the ones that spins around with the vanes in that nobody's even seen before. I bought it off a guy in Kerry who'd done it up to take it to the shows as like a showpiece.
He thought it was an antique milking machine.
Yeah, he thought it was hilarious that I was buying it to use, but it's on its third year, it's still running with daily encouragement.
And Darcy, were you similarly idealistic when you arrived?
Oh, that's a hard question. I don't know what to say.
Well, if you could go back in time, would you still do it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We work so hard, like we work from the minute we get up to the minute we go to bed, but we enjoy everything we do, and also we get to spend so much time with our little boy as he's growing up.
And Darcy, you're going to farmers markets then?
Yes.
With the cheese. I mean, was that a new venture for you as well?
I'd done some work on markets before. I used to work in Middleton Farmers Market making coffee, so I knew that I would enjoy going back to work in farmers markets because it's such a great atmosphere. You don't really feel like you're at work, you feel like you're having chats and selling a bit of cheese along the way. So I do Bantry Market and Skibbereen Market, and it's great crack.
And what's the response been like to the cheese?
Great. People love it. It's actually so interesting. When you're selling at farmers markets, the people buying the cheese ask questions that I never thought they would ask. So sometimes someone come up to me and the first thing they'll ask is, what fertilizer do you use? Or tell me about what kind of breed you're milking, and just really specific questions. They're a discerning customer.
Okay. Ned, do you want to show me these cows inside and tell me a bit about them? Okay, we're going to follow Ned inside now. What type of cattle are they?
They're shorthorns. This one's Daisy.
Okay.
This one's Kate. And then the one back there is Gertrude, and this one's Tildy.
And do you have a favourite?
I think Gertrude.
And I heard you went to an All-Irish school, is that right? So, Cathaid Ba Atáin. How many?
Cahir.
Ah, Ottawa. So we're just going to head down now and we're going to see where the cheese is made. This is some setup that you have. And what gave you the idea? What type of cheese are you making? Because I'm looking inside and I can just see big shelves and round after round of cheese.
It's a straightforward style of cheese. It's not a sort of fancy, complicated way to make cheese. It's usually called a tom or a toma, depending if you're in France or Italy. It's loosely based on a northern Italian recipe.
The other thing with making the tom and like making such a simple recipe is that although it is kind of a French-Italian recipe, it is also probably the kind of cheese they would have made in Ireland, I don't know, what, 200 years ago?
Yeah, or more.
People often give out about the red tape and kind of regulations, and you are raw, unpasteurised milk. I mean, how has that process been for you two?
To be honest, we've had quite a lot of support from the department. They are strenuous and, you know, we are tested more often than if we were pasteurising. But we've always felt like they've been fair, and it's always kind of been from a place of they want us to make it work. They're not trying to catch us out, they're trying to help us get there.
We've come back out now and the sun is setting over Carrick the Muck, and we're being very good and staying outside, but in front of me is a platter of cheese and it looks absolutely delicious and really creamy and pale, so I'm just going to try some now. One second.
This is actually the award-winning batch as well. This is from the same wheel that won the gold medal.
I'll have some too.
Can I have some?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have some.
Yeah, I think Ned summed it up there. It's delicious. It really is absolutely scrumptious. I see what you mean. It is just that kind of creamy flavour. It just stays in your mouth, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's absolutely brilliant. So you only have less than, well, roughly 6 acres, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. The $1 million question as well. Are you making money now?
No.
The cheese is so good.
Yeah, well, I think the great thing is that we are at a point where we know that the cheese would sell. So now we've got to work out how to scale it so that we stay true to what we are, i.e. try and milk 8 cows. And then we're still kind of that local small farmhouse cheesemaker is hardly going big, you know, milking 8. But it would pay us a wage that we could live off. Basically, we need a bit more farm, like everyone else.
And that was finishing Hannah Quinn Mulligan's report. I mean, don't you love Mike and Darcy's love of what they do and their love of cheese? You can find out all about Mike and Darcy's cheeses at thelostvalleydairy.com. I love when people are enthusiastic and love what they do.